Y'all know what it is. What's the word, y'all? So, on today's edition of the Wrestling Takeover podcast, I am going to be having a great conversation, topical discussion on WrestleMania 40, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, the main event, who wins, who loses, is it the right time for Roman Reigns to drop the championship, why fans, I feel like, just are in the moment, they want someone to beat Roman Reigns, they feel like the right opponent is Cody Rhodes. I completely agree with that. But I'm also going to talk about why fans might, at the end of the day, you know, lose perspective on what Roman Reigns really brought to the table. All that, so much more, up next.
Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Take over.
Let's go.
Y'all know what it is. What's popping, y'all? Welcome back to the Wrestling Takeover podcast. It's your host, Jordan Turner, and I'm back once again over the digital airwaves of YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts with another audio video conversation. Be sure to subscribe to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. Also, subscribe, follow on all audio podcast platforms, that is Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave me a short review on all the new episodes that I will be consistently dropping. I told you guys I'm going to be so consistent. I got y'all covered on all wrestling talk, WrestleMania talk, all that shit, bro. Got y'all covered. Now, today, this one's going to be very, very interesting. Like I said, we're going to talk about WrestleMania 40 in terms of Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, The Rock, and all of just pretty much conversations that, quite frankly, the wrestling community needs to start having. Not saying people already haven't had it, but it needs to be really as depth and just real. And let me speak of real. If you are new and you're just finding the Wrestling Takeover, I sincerely appreciate it. If you're finding it on YouTube, thank you. If you're finding it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I really appreciate it. I love what I do. This is my show. This is the Wrestling Takeover. I have a mentality where no matter what type of conversation that I'm having, if it's related to AEW or WWE, I am always going to bring that mentality of being authentic, being unfiltered, giving you guys a perspective that is in a way understanding where I'm coming from, no matter if you disagree or if you agree, but giving you guys a perspective that is kind of going behind the scenes. It's going really down to what we really need to talk about. You know, I don't dance around anything. If we're talking about a certain topic, I'm going to lay it down there and I'm going to just give you guys my honest and blunt opinion. And you can either take it as if you agree with it or you don't have to agree. But I would love to start, you know, I want to do discussions and bring up discussions with everything that I'm talking about. Because what I bring to the table is just different than what other people bring to the table. You have a lot of people that are honest and just are blunt with their opinions. But you also have people that really just want to bring positivity to the conversation, which is great. I do that as well. I do want to make that point. I do bring up positives. All right. I really do. But at the end of the day, I'm just going to be really just real. And at the end of the day, my opinions are my opinions. Your opinions are your opinions. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. As long as we respect each other, I will never degrade a professional wrestler. That's not me. That's not my character. That's just not what I'm built on. My comments and opinions are what is only based on what I'm seeing on television and what I'm hearing in the news. And that's about it. I mean, my creativity is different. It's different. I call myself the most creative and honest podcast in the wrestling space. I genuinely believe that. And it's because I have that confidence in myself, right? If you don't have the confidence in yourself, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And I have just really figured out that I found people consistently telling me the same things. And I'll leave it off with this. As everyone says to me all the time, quote, everybody is watching and listening to you. So no matter what you say, no matter what you do, if it's on your platform, if it's on Twitter, Instagram, if you guys still have a Facebook, TikTok, it doesn't matter, YouTube, people within the business that you're trying to be in and in the business that you're watching and supporting, people are listening. So I want you guys to really understand that too, as, you know, podcasters that I know people personally that told me that, you know, they're getting into this podcast game because of myself and what I bring to the table. You know, I'm not a hostile fan. That's not me. That's not me. Everything you hear is me. It's Jordan Turner. If we were on the street and we were talking pro wrestling, I'm telling you right now, everything that I'm saying, everything that comes out of my mouth on my show, I would say it to your face in a great conversation. Simple. So I want to bring that relatability to you guys. So if you guys enjoy what you hear, press that subscribe button on YouTube and press that follow button on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, because you ain't going to get a fan that is just not only passionate, that is unfiltered, that gives it to you the way you guys deserve it, which is a fan that is just honest and direct with what he's watching, period. No sugarcoating, no any of that. That's just not me. That's not how I'm wired in this game. And what separates me from everybody else, you can be honest in that. That's great. That's a great motto to have. But what's going to separate me, I'll end it here, is my creativity. I'm just different. You can disagree and that's cool, but if you really know me, you know. And for the ones that do know me, y'all know that I'm not lying. Why would I lie about that? Come on. So let's get into the conversation, man. I actually have a TikTok video I do want to play for you guys. And this is, I seen this on TikTok and I actually wanted to, this was pretty much the reason why I even came up here to give you guys my opinions on this Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Rock situation. I'm going to continue to give you guys my opinion on the Rock, Roman Reigns, and Cody Rhodes situation because it needs to be talked about. It's got to be talked about, man. And there's a lot of variables to the table. There's a lot of opinions that people are going to continue to give. And I'm happy that a lot of people are giving their two cents, man. This is WrestleMania season. Everybody wants to, for the most part, be right. And you know, and that's great. You know, I'd rather be right than be first. I don't care to be first. What is being first going to give me at the end of the day if I'm wrong? Period. So it's a double-edged sword. I'd rather be right than first, right? And so these guys, the casual wrestling community on TikTok, give them a follow. They are talking about what if Cody Rhodes loses at WrestleMania. And I'm actually going to play the clip. And as I'm playing the audio clip, I will be reacting to what these two guys have to say. And then I will rebuttal, give you guys my two cents on only what if Cody Rhodes loses at WrestleMania, but I'm also going to give you guys my opinion and expertise on Roman Reigns and what if he doesn't lose at WrestleMania. What if he wins at WrestleMania? And at the end of the day, what do I really think is going to happen when it's all said and done, when we get to the main event of night 2 at WrestleMania, because this is going to be one of the biggest WrestleMania main events of all time. So let's get into it, and I'm going to give you guys my commentary on it.
I think they lose a certain amount of interest. I'm not saying you can't make it work somehow long term, but I think that you go from thinking Cody's that guy to Cody's just another guy. He's just another guy on the roster.
So this dude is saying pretty much if Cody Rhodes loses at WrestleMania, he's just another guy. Like I said, I'm going to give you guys my commentary. I'm going to be reacting to what these men, these gentlemen have to say. Again, support them on the casual wrestling community on TikTok. He's not wrong. Let's stop lying. All right? He's not wrong here. If Cody Rhodes does lose, he's just another dude. But at the same time, it would be a grander story because didn't Dusty Rhodes win the championship at MSG? And the WWE will soon be announcing a show that will take place this year sometime in MSG. Is there a chance that Cody Rhodes loses at WrestleMania but then wins the title with MSG? That's a possibility. I don't really want that to happen. If he's going to win the championship, he needs to win it at WrestleMania. Simple. Let's continue.
Madison Square Garden thing, when you lay it out, that sounds great. I just didn't.
So he thinks that Cody Rhodes losing at WrestleMania but then winning the championship at MSG out of place that his father won the championship. I'm telling everybody right now, man, that are Cody Rhodes fans. I'm a Cody Rhodes fan, but I'm direct, I'm blunt, I'm truthful, I'm real. And I want to be real with you guys right now. There is a chance that Cody Rhodes does lose at WrestleMania. You got to stop with this mindset. Oh, Cody Rhodes cannot lose at WrestleMania. I'm going to be brutally honest with you, and this might be mean or not. This might be mean and stuff, but this is the truth. WWE don't give a fuck what you or I have to say. If they want Cody Rhodes to lose at WrestleMania, he's going to lose. And you know what the fact is, though? You're going to watch the aftermath. I'm sick and tired of people in the community, in the IWC. You know, they're going on Twitter and, oh my God, if Cody Rhodes loses, I'm done watching. No, you're not. You're going to continue to watch. You can say you're not going to watch, and you might be right on that in terms of not watching it, but you are going to keep up with what's going on. And in turn, you're still watching it. In some way, shape, or form, it doesn't have to be on TV. You can still watch it on your phone. So I don't want to hear those people, oh my God, if Cody Rhodes loses, I'm done. I'm tired of this. What? No, you're not. You're lying. For me, if Cody Rhodes loses, I'm going to be right there next night on Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, and I'm going to watch. Come on, man. Guys, Cody Rhodes is going to win the championship. The problem is, in WWE's eyes, when is he going to win the championship? Is it going to be at WrestleMania or is it going to be sometime after WrestleMania?
Know about it. I didn't know enough about Dusty Rhodes, you know, and I guess WWE, if they did the right job of selling us on that, that would work. But I, you know, to an average fan, I don't know if that works. This is the Super Bowl. And like,
yes,
nobody
it is.
Cares how many games Tom Brady won at Lambeau Field. So I don't know that the arena matters as much as the event matters. If the plan wasn't for Cody to win, I don't think he should have even been involved in this match.
That is what I'm saying. This is why I do feel confident that Cody Rhodes is going to win, because WWE, they better be very careful. They better be very careful. If the plan was for Cody Rhodes to beat Roman Reigns, couple things. Number one, why did he win the Royal Rumble again if he was going to already lose the match at WrestleMania? So in fans' eyes, you kind of gave it away. Okay. Now, the second thing that I'm going to say, they really gave it away. Again, plans can change. WWE can do whatever they want. Period. And we got to eat it. We got to take it. And we got to continue. Well, if people don't want to watch it, that's their prerogative. But stop lying to yourself. You're going to watch either if Roman wins or loses. Let's stop. Okay. The second point that WWE kind of told you in plain sight that Cody Rhodes is going to win is The Rock said on SmackDown, he said to Cody Rhodes particularly, if we lose in that tag team match on night one, which will be the main event of night one as it deserves to be the main event of night one, if they lose, if the bloodline loses, they will not be ringside when Roman Reigns goes one-on-one with Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. But if they win, they will be not only ringside, of course, but it will be a bloodline rules match where anything goes. Quite frankly, I would rather them win the match and have the stack put against Cody Rhodes to a point where you're really looking at it and it's like, dude, this dude is not going to win. Roman Reigns is going to win this match. You know, but WWE, they really need to be careful. Triple H, you got to be careful, man. If Cody Rhodes is going to win this match at WrestleMania on night two, you better be careful, because what if Cody Rhodes gets help by a Seth Rollins or a Randy Orton? What if he gets help by one of those individuals, or Jey Uso comes in and assists this Cody Rhodes? Think about it. Yeah, Cody Rhodes won the match, but are you going to be more mad that he got help? Like, he won the championship, but he got assisted. He got help to beat Roman Reigns. He should not need no help to beat Roman Reigns. It should be a one-on-one match. But here's the thing. This is why WWE, and honestly, yes, the night two main event is going to be one of the biggest main event championship matches of all time. One of the biggest ever. But WWE really needs to be careful, because this night one main event is going to be one of the biggest tag team matches in company history. Is the best decision to go with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins winning, and Seth Rollins, you know, he faces Drew McIntyre in night two, whatever, you do whatever you got to do with there, and then Cody Rhodes gets Roman Reigns one-on-one, and it's like, it's not that big. We need some stakes here. We need some stakes here. So, in my opinion, I think Rock and Roman need to win night one, because it adds the stakes for Cody Rhodes. But they also have to be careful with that as well. They cannot have Cody Rhodes be Superman and vanquish the bloodline without getting hurt. You got to add that emotional story with Cody Rhodes, and it could work because he's very good at his craft. He's a storyteller. He is a creator. He is an artist. It's my thoughts.
I think that he should have been left on the sidelines just watching. That's kind of the way I feel. I think this hurts if Cody loses.
Yeah, so I think kind of similar to what you did last week, there's two hats here, right? Hat number one, as a casual fan, obviously we've invested so much time into this, I think we're ready for it to just be finished, right?
Same. A lot of people have that mindset. And I want people to understand, oh my God, people just want Cody to win. No, there are people that genuinely, they still want to see Roman Reigns on top. So let's not kid ourselves and act like, oh, there's not a lot of people that, you know, don't want to see Roman on top. No, there's people that still want Roman to be on top. Let's not kid ourselves there.
I think we're ready to see Cody hold the belt and us kind of move on from this whole cliche finish the story situation. And obviously on the stage of WrestleMania, this is where, you know, if you are writing a book or a script, this is where it happens.
Right. Exactly.
This is the stage, right?
This is it. Yeah.
Now WWE hat. Well, when he finishes the story, it's done. Right. And
right.
I think they could kind of look at it as, well, if it's done, well, now where do we go? And you start thinking of credible threats to Cody moving forward. Only one that I could really think of was Randy Orton, just because of the history.
Right.
But you would assume Cody then moves to SmackDown.
Exactly.
And it's just like, well, who's on that roster that really presents a story or rivalry that you can kind of carry on for the next year or so? So I think it's a mixed bag, right? I do think that he wins at WrestleMania 40. I think he has to win. I think as fans, we need him to win because we've just kind of carried this thing on. We need to see what's next for Roman as well. So I think, you know, him winning, you then create a path for Cody, you create a path for the Bloodline, and I think you can kind of create different stories to keep this thing moving forwards.
And I...
So there you go, guys. Those are their thoughts on it. Listen, at the end of the day, this is real interesting. I want to read a tweet that I seen on Twitter. Some name going by Tribal Megastar. This is a big Roman Reigns fan. They put on Twitter, "For everyone saying Cody Rhodes is going to beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, why? Roman is so close to beating Hulk Hogan's record, it would be a terrible decision not to break it at this point. Additionally, Roman Reigns versus Rock at WrestleMania 41 should be or should have involved a championship as well as the main event night two, and you might as well have the biggest match for the biggest stakes. The title's prestige will go down if not held by Roman Reigns into WrestleMania 41, and it won't main event the show without him." No shade or disrespect from this tweet, but you know how I do, man. I'm honest. Number one, Roman Reigns versus The Rock does not need a championship. In fact, they're already going to fight for a title. It's going to be the head of the table. That's big enough to main event night two at WrestleMania. That's number one. Number two, everybody's saying that Roman Reigns and, you know, beating Hulk Hogan's record. That's a make-believe record, bro. It's not a big-time record. And by the way, if he does beat Hulk Hogan's record, he would have to go into September as champion still. Okay? And also, if he beat Hulk Hogan's record, he's still not going to be the number one spot. That number one spot, I believe, is Bruno Sammartino or Bob Backlund. I believe Bruno Sammartino is one, Bob Backlund's two, Hulk Hogan's number three. So if he beats Hulk Hogan's record, he's still in the third spot. Like, come on. But let's be real. You know how WWE is with the big numbers. This is what I want to get people to understand. This is not an easy decision by the company. It's an easy decision from the fan base's perspective, because the way the fans is looking at it, we waited 4 years to finally have someone dethrone Roman, and you have an ample opportunity to do so, and you fucking pass on that? That would piss a lot of people off. And in turn, the fans are going to be like, I wasted my time with this. And they're even going to hate Roman even more so. I don't want that to happen. Now, I already have this feeling from audience, from the community, from the fans, that when Roman Reigns, let's hypothetically say Roman Reigns loses at WrestleMania, story's over. How are people going to perceive Roman Reigns' title run? You know, for me personally, I really try to take everything with Roman Reigns in appearance, title matches, promos, whatever. I try to really appreciate it because I know it's going to come to an end. And quite frankly, knowing that it's going to come to an end makes me want to really appreciate it more. And I wish more of the community would do so. But I know everyone is in the moment. But at the end of the day, Roman Reigns versus The Rock does not need an actual championship title belt. This is incorrect. He's entitled to his opinion, but it's incorrect. They will be fighting for a championship, but it will be for a name, the head of the table at WrestleMania 41. That's big enough. That's big enough, man. We'll see what happens. I'm very interested to see how the WWE is going to do things, right? I'm very interested to see how they're going to recreate this and reenact this, because I know majority of people want Roman Reigns to drop the championship, which is totally understandable. I think he should drop the championship. Let me make that one thing perfectly clear. I don't want people acting, oh, Jordan, you want Roman to win. No, the right decision is for Cody Rhodes to win the championship at WrestleMania. Now, WWE's had a terrible track record of booking babyface champions, but here's the thing. This is a new administration. This is a new creative team. I trust Paul Levesque. I trust him to book Cody Rhodes properly with some big-time matches. Now, let's look at the, let's look for a second. Cody Rhodes is path as champion. He's going to have to be on SmackDown. Who's on SmackDown? Who's on SmackDown? You ain't really got nobody there, bro. Let's keep it 100. Let's stop the cap. Don't be popping up this person, popping up that. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself and you're lying to your audience. Cody Rhodes really does not have a lot of people on SmackDown. None at all, actually. That is on his level. Solo Sikoa? I mean, he's going to have a problem with Roman later this year. He doesn't need to be challenging for a world championship this year anyways. It's too soon. It's too soon. You don't need to rush him. You ain't have nobody. Now, I don't know what WWE is going to do. I think they should do the WWE draft after WrestleMania. I don't know when they're going to do the draft, but I feel like it should be after WrestleMania. Put people on SmackDown for Cody Rhodes to slay, and then you have that one opponent who ultimately might defeat him when it's appropriate, like a Randy Orton. But here's the thing. You don't really have a lot of those guys. I'm just being honest with you. You don't. Got Gunther, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Roman. Right? Like I said, you got Gunther. You don't have a lot of them, though. A lot of them are mid-card talents. Upper echelon of the main event scene, but they're mid-cards right now. You have more mid-cards than main eventers. But it's, here's the thing. Those main eventers are so big that it's okay, but it's not okay. Cody Rhodes is going to need minimum, if he's holding the title this year, a minimum of like 6-7 opponents for the calendar year. I said it once, I will say it again, and I will continue to say it. The Rock needs to face Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes this year in 2024. I seen a poster of Cody Rhodes versus The Rock at SummerSlam. Okay, cool. At that point, maybe we get Solo Sikoa versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. And we get Gunther and Rollins maybe at SummerSlam. Or, because I've been having this mindset, of Gunther winning the championship at Bash in Berlin. Maybe he faces, not Seth Rollins, because I think Drew McIntyre is going to beat Rollins for the title, I believe. I don't know. I might be wrong on that, too. I have no idea. But Bash in Berlin, Gunther wins the world title. But in terms of just focusing on this Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns situation, man, y'all got to start thinking of opponents for Cody Rhodes. Oh, Cody Rhodes, you're in the moment. I understand that. You know, you want to be in the moment and that's cool, but at the end of the day, I'll end it here, but at the end of the day, you have to start thinking of opponents for Cody Rhodes. Don't just name Randy Orton. That is too obvious. That's only one person. Who else do you have? I mean, that's not our job. That's WWE's job. They're putting so much effort into this. Do they have an aftermath? Do they have an aftermath of Cody Rhodes as champion? Outside of Randy Orton, who else is going to challenge him? Is he even going to hold the title all the way to WrestleMania 41? WWE has to answer those questions. I'm hearing people, Sami Zayn for the world title. You have to get Sami Zayn to that moment. You can't just pluck him in there. You can't pluck random people in there. It has to make sense according to the plan. Because Gunther is winning the world championship this year. I would do it at Bash at Berlin. Cody Rhodes, I would have him hold the title heading into WrestleMania 41 if he's going to win. But who is he going to face at You know, we might get Randy Orton and Cody this year. Knowing WWE, we might actually get that. So let's just wait. Let's pick our spots. Let's be patient. But I want wrestling fans, WWE fans, to just really be appreciative of Roman Reigns' title run if this is ultimately coming to an end. But WWE can swerve all of us and have Roman Reigns retain, and the whole community would be flaming, because a lot of people will be complaining, justifiably so. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. So we got to think about that. We can't just have, oh, Cody Rhodes is going to win. You never know with this new regime, man. They can do some crazy things. So let's keep that in mind. But I appreciate everybody tapping in to the Wrestling Takeover. I wanted to give you guys something today. I've been off for a bit. We got Monday Night Raw tonight. If there's a promo, if there's, you know, a promo segment or something very important, I might give you a reaction to the situation regarding the Intercontinental Championship and who faces Gunther. So stay tuned for that later on tonight for Monday Night Raw. But until then, this has been the Wrestling Takeover. This has been Jordan Turner signing off for Monday, March 11th. I'll be back later on tonight for some opinions on Monday Night Raw, specifically regarding the Intercontinental Championship situation. Who will face Gunther at WrestleMania? Everyone is thinking of Sami Zayn and Chad Gable, but at the end of the day, what is WWE going to ultimately do? We will find out tonight. I will give you guys my reaction to that. And until then, I'll see you guys next time.